Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh, man, Corey Majors. Man. And the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How the heck we doing today?
I forgot my chicken, Alec. I had some barbecue chicken over the weekend that I was going to eat today for lunch.
Mm.
And I separated it from the sausage. Because I didn't want the sausage, I just wanted the chicken. Mm. And so I separated it, put it into a different gallon or whatever, quart, Ziploc bag.
Quart.
Threw it back in the fridge because right. I was like, I don't want to put it in my backpack while I'm cooking my eggs. Mm-hmm. And then I get, you know, then it has bacteria growth on it. And then I'm sick in the middle of the show. I didn't want that to happen.
Okay.
So I threw it back in the fridge. And then I grabbed my nuts and the Kashi cereal, put that in the bag. Headed to work, and then halfway here, Jerry starts talking, and I went, son of a gun, I forgot my chicken, so I don't have lunch for today. And you know at 11:20, every single day, I have a sandwich. Mm-hmm. If I had made a sandwich, I wouldn't have forgotten it, but I forgot the chicken. So,
Joe, if you are in the general Metroplex area and want to bring Corey chicken, is that
for lunch?
What I take from that?
Yeah, I'm kind of looking for lunch at this
okay.
point. I have nuts. And I have the Kashi cereal, but I don't have the chicken, and that's really the strength protein that I need to make it through the rest of the day. Otherwise, I'm going to be hungry late in the show or on the way home.
Okay. Well, we have a mission statement for the day now, I feel like. All right.
Thank you.
To your Dallas Cowboys, 877-881-1053. No CD, no Booker. So what? Now
they don't feel like my Cowboys right now.
Ooh, just because they're not good, or because the injuries, or
just all the things. There's okay. just so much disarray with this team right now.
Sure,
and that's not saying that there hasn't been disarray over the last 30 years.
Right.
Like that's a reality that we all understand. It feels like this team is not representative of what I want my football. Last night's game, Kevin, the Detroit Lions,
right,
and the. Honestly, the Baltimore Ravens didn't represent it very well. That game, though, for most of the game, was a hard-nosed football game. And that's what I want my football team to be represented as.
Okay.
Right now, I don't feel like I have a hard-nosed anything on this team. Maybe a defensive tackle and an offensive guard.
Okay.
And my quarterback, I was feeling decent about him. And I don't know if it's because the offensive line is a struggle for him and having to navigate that's tough. He has a running back that they can run the ball with.
Sure.
But, man, whenever you have to – now I got to go out and score 40-something points just to keep up. I can't run the ball enough because I got to go score points all the time. The only other option is going to be to let's run, kind of like the Lions did last night. All we can do is run the ball and hope that we've made the game short and that our defense is just absolutely protected. But it feels like every time the defense steps onto the field, it's going to end up in six, Yeah. Or it's going to end up in three, and it's not going to end up in a place where I can keep a game to a 21-17 type vibe.
Okay, so like the news of the last 24 hours.
Hurts.
Yeah, it doesn't really
makes it
feel
even worse.
Yeah, it doesn't really feel like it's going to help that. And because, you know, we talked with Stephen Jones earlier yesterday, as we do every Monday at noon, and he confirmed that CeeDee Lamb had a high ankle sprain. And we talked about, hey, CeeDee said he thinks he'll be good to go for Green Bay. And I'm paraphrasing.
Because that's how CeeDee is.
Yeah, and essentially Stephen was like, hey, we appreciate that, but we have to also deal with the realities of the situation and what usually comes along with that. And then word continues to trickle out that maybe the Cowboys will reevaluate him in 10 to 14 days. Which, you know, just using the power of math, you can figure out now we're talking about multiple games they'll potentially miss. What I think surprised a lot of people, it surprised me, was Tyler Booker out as well. And he also has a high ankle sprain with the thought that he'll probably be out another 4 weeks or so. And then if you go back to Cooper Beebe already having an ankle injury, it's not difficult to figure out that struggles on the offense could directly impact and lead to more struggles on the defense. So we can talk about that. But also, why can't we perfect ankle protecting shoes and technology?
Dude, you're totally right about that. I remember whenever Bill Parcells was here, he was like, I require all my offensive linemen to wear knee braces. Just in case. Just as a precautionary situation, because people stand around piles and knees get rolled upon. And we don't have a better approach than, hey, before the game, don't forget to tape your ankles up. And not everybody even does that either. A lot of guys are just like, I don't feel free enough.
Okay,
I need to make sure my ankles are free.
Look, I'm not a shoe scientist by any stretch of the imagination, but you continue to look at just in the last week, you lost 40% of your offensive line and your main offensive weapon all to ankle injuries. And I know some people are going to blame CeeDee Lamb running the ball. I understand that. I feel like we talked about that a great deal yesterday, but it's just a thought along the way. Alec, it feels like we hear about ankle injuries specifically in football and basketball all the freaking time. We haven't made any more advancements in the shoe game or in the ankle protecting technology game.
And the high ankle at that.
That's right.
True.
And it's weird. We're putting all of this money, all this time, and reasonably so, into new helmet technology and this, that, and the other to try to protect other injuries. Man, my entire team needs new feet. Let's get something figured out. Like, I'll donate mine at this point. It's probably not the right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Right size for any of those players. It's not going to be proportional, but you know, I'll do what I have to at this point.
That's a great point, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm Googling right now how to protect the high ankle.
All right. And so would the thought be, or is what you guys are feeling, that you'll stick the same in the left side with Guyton and Smith, but now from center going out right, it's going to be Hoffman, Bass, and Steele.
Right. Yeah, and that was something Jerry talked about this morning. You know, we'll replay some of that at 1 o'clock today for the level of concern.
Can I give you a spoiler on that specific part of it? Hi.
I'm concerned. You know, you're already missing Cooper Beebe, which is bad enough, but they feel like that Hoffman did a pretty good job at the position. So you felt good there. But now this tests your depth. That being said, are you deeper this year at offensive line than you were last year? I think you are.
Yeah.
But now you are tested for 4 to 6 weeks in a way that I don't think you wanted to be.
Okay. I want to stick on that point for just a second. You said, I think that the team is, and I hear you on that, but is all of this also happening with the backdrop of, did Terrence Steele actually get any better? And then the same question for your left tackle. I think that's my concern, is while you're working on, while the team is working on issues of depth, we're also still trying to figure out, hey, how good are our tackles to begin with?
Yeah, I think you're probably, your interior is deeper.
Yes.
Your tackle question marks were there going into camp. Your tackle question marks are still there right now, and you don't have any new answers there. Are both of those tackles potentially capable of being replaced? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think, dead serious. Nate Thomas made a case for, hey, I can do the job during preseason. And so that's an option there for you. You're giving Tyler Guyton every opportunity because you picked him in the first round and he has this high upside. You have all these things that you imagine and dream for him, so you're going to give him the chance to prove that he can't do it. But this, I think you do have other options as backups there that you can say, all right, we'll go with that instead. But yeah, your starting tackles are a bad place to be right now.
Now,
hopefully, again, we discussed this yesterday. I don't want that to come off as the only thing I say about it. We discussed this yesterday. We see flashes of really good.
Right.
And then we see other inconsistencies that exist with this offensive line at each one of the positions. It hasn't been as dramatic as every other play. One of these dudes is effing up.
Now, I know when you get access to the All-22, or we go through the All-22, it's easier to focus on this. But I'm saying in your regular first watch run of the game, do you start watching a specific offensive lineman more right after they get penalized? Because I think that's something I've started to do, if it's especially a holding call. I know it's not always this way, but usually a holding call indicates that you were about to get beat or you were in the process of getting beaten. And so I feel like I usually focus in on that offensive lineman more immediately after that. And so unfortunately for both Booker and Steele, I think that laser focus has taken me from, hey, I haven't really heard your name, that's probably a good thing, to, ooh, now that I'm specifically watching you, I don't know if I feel super great about that. Am I alone on that? Does anybody else
do that? No, I think everybody, it's a natural thing to do. Just like if Jock Peterson's not hitting well, don't you zero in on every at-bat Jock Peterson has?
Sure.
I think that definitely, and that being said, flip side, something really good happens, you do zero in on that a little bit more too.
I think that's probably true.
Because that's what you want to pay attention to. In football, just like most sports, I do follow the ball. So once that play is over, I go back to, where is the ball? Center, snap, quarterback, where's it going after that? But the next time I hear that person's name, if I've heard it twice now in one drive, I'm like, this is the worst game ever. How do you even have a job anymore? And Kevin, if you want me to get you an Allegra,
I'm good.
I'll go downstairs.
That's what the cough button is for.
God bless you.
All right, by the way, and so I think we can handle this conversation as a group, everybody listening right now. It's not the O-line that's the problem. It's the defense. So
This is true.
No, I disagree with that so much. This team has far more than one problem.
Name one.
The offensive line. So it should not be difficult for us to all figure out as
Name
a group
two.
The defense. There you go. All right, to figure out that if the offensive line is down 40% of its presumptive starters at the beginning of the season and you're without your best offensive weapon, that could potentially lead to shorter or more ineffective offensive drives, thus putting the defense out on the field more. So that is
problematic. Didn't that happen last
year? Yes, yes. I'm not disputing the defense is a problem whatsoever. We talked about that a ton yesterday, and we're going to get back around to that. But this offensive line is a problem as well.
You were without, was it 80% of your offensive line?
At least 60.
60? Okay, math's tough.
At least three of the five.
Yeah, last year you were without Zach Martin. You didn't have a good center at the time. You're right.
If you count it like that, then maybe
80%. Your left tackle was messed up. Like, we had problems across this offensive line last year, and it was a problem.
Yeah.
So, yes, what's happening right now with two of your alleged starters, this is definitely a problem right now, because your one strength you feel, aside from holding on to it whenever you're running it, is running the ball.
Yeah.
You actually can run the football, and you had some guards that were doing the job correctly. And so you've said, okay, if we can run the football, this is our strength. Well, now you take away some of that strength because you've taken away, as you said, 40% of the line there.
Absolutely.
It makes sense. Now, is the bigger problem the defense? Absolutely.
For sure, I concede that. And that's what we spent most of the day yesterday. Yeah. By the way, somebody said, name three, your running back's continually fumbling in key areas.
Name four.
Okay.
Wide receivers, the balls bounce off their hands and go into the other team's
exactly.
hands.
If you want to name five, lack of ability to tackle, which Stephen Jones even spoke about yesterday. All of these things kind of work in cooperation. It's just now.
Name six, the sun that comes through the windows.
Okay, I can name 1,000 things that are bigger concerns, and Jerry means it when he watches this team. All right, so I'm sorry. Was that rude? My apologies.
It's not rude if it's true.
Okay, good. Man, I think that too. There are definitely people in my life who disagree with that.
There's difference there.
But when we talked about how much the defense has struggled yesterday, Alec, you heard it. What did we talk about? You got to hang 35, 38 points on everybody. Okay, great. Now you're without another offensive lineman and CeeDee Lamb for multiple weeks.
Can't get out of your own way, man.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think that's why that's the discussion to kick things off. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You know what? Sony said name 10. Trust me, we could.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.